Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-hosts, Russell Jackman and Mike McDowd. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a trivia question. And today's trivia theme is miscellaneous trivia. And in the next segments, we are going to have actually two guests with us, Steve Travers, a friend of the show who's been on a few times, and a newcomer, Jordan Birnbaum. I think I pronounced that correctly. And we got a lot to cover. We got the Yankees-Dodgers World Series, which it hasn't been since the 80s, I think. And I think from even though a lot of us kind of got tired of the Yankees-Dodgers all the time, for baseball, I think it's really good because Ohtani and the fact that it's two major markets. You know, it's not
1981, Edward. That's the last time the Dodgers and Yankees played, and the Dodgers swept them 4-0.
Yeah, that's Steve Garvey was still on the team, wasn't he? Or did he get traded to the Padres?
No, he was on the team.
He was on the team, okay.
And their reliever was Steve Howe.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
A rookie left-hander, yeah.
Yeah, I remember. And let's see, this actually was kind of interesting with Ohtani. Could be the first time since Frank Robinson to have a player win the MVP in each league. Could be. We'll also talk about Brandon Ayuk. Tears his MCL and ACL after signing a large contract, and $76 million is guaranteed. Not bad, huh? That was pretty smart of him. He goes, let's see, when should I tear my MCL and ACL? Yeah, I think I'll do it after I sign the contract. Obviously, he didn't do that on purpose. All right. When we come back, we're going to introduce our guests, and then we're going to talk a lot of baseball, football, and then I think basketball season's coming up, which is Russ's favorite topic. All right. Stay with us. You are listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
In the ever-evolving realm of real estate, where uncovering exceptional deals presents a challenge, a tailored solution awaits. Picture yourself receiving exclusive off-market real estate deals directly to your inbox each month, an opportunity for any astute investor. Embark on this journey at mortgageinvesting.com and delve into the potential waiting for you with Scottsdale Mortgage Investment's exclusive trade desk. This platform unveils a spectrum of opportunities, providing entry to off-market mortgage notes, including performing loans, non-performing loans, and REOs. What adds to the excitement? This carefully curated selection of deals is refreshed every single month. Ready to enhance your real estate strategy? Take definitive action now. Visit mortgageinvesting.com, enlist in the trade desk, and unveil an assortment of exclusive off-market deals with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments. Seize this opportunity. Navigate to mortgageinvesting.com today and redefine your real estate journey with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments, where exclusive possibilities converge with your investment ambitions. Act promptly and join now.
Voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcovein.com for reservations. That's elkcovein.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown along with Mike McDowell and Russell Jackman. And in fact, Mike, why don't you introduce our first guest?
All right, I'll do that for you, Edward. By the way, before you get further, I'm wearing my Cal shirt. That's the California Golden Bears. Do you know what CAL stands for? Constantly, always losing.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. All right. Go Bears. All right. My standing by on the Sports Econ 101 live line via his own underground bunker is a good friend of mine, a good friend of the show.
Yeah.
His name is Stephen Travers. He is first of all, a wonderful human being. Second of all, a phenomenal writer, author, and just overround great American. Guy that I love, and so happy to have him on the show because Steve provides so much knowledge in so many different subjects. He's written two books about the Los Angeles Dodgers, knows everything about baseball. Steve, welcome to the show. So happy to see your joyous, loving little face this morning.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Edward.
All right, so Mike, let's get right into it with regard to the Yankees Dodgers.
What's your thoughts?
Well, as we were discussing earlier, it's the first time that they have faced each other since the 1981 season. When, I mean, this is how far back it was. In 1981, I was a professional baseball player and was still a member of the St. Louis Cardinals when I watched the Dodgers beat the Yankees in Game 6 at Yankee Stadium, sitting at Marin Joe's restaurant with my friend Pat Muddy Waters. So that's how far back it goes. But they played 12 times. A tremendous rivalry that was a huge rivalry in New York and carried over to the bi-coastal era and was every bit as lively and great, if not better, when it was LA versus New York as opposed to Brooklyn versus New York.
Yeah, my dad was we grew up in Brooklyn. Well, he did, and I was born there. But my dad was a huge Dodger fan and a Brooklyn Dodger fan. And boy, I tell you, it was only 1955 that he was happy.
He hated 1955. They had lost to the Yankees every time they played them, which was numerous times between 1941 and 1953. And the Dodgers had great teams. Problem was the Dodgers were built for Ebbets Field. So they were very strong at Ebbets Field, but when they went on the road, particularly the spacious confines of Yankee Stadium. They were not as effective. They could not beat Whitey Ford, but they finally got the edge on the Yankees and beat them in 1955. And that was an enormous moment for them, but it was the last great moment for the Brooklyn Dodgers before they went to Los Angeles.
Is it fair to say, Steve, this is the quintessential Cinderella World Series? This is what baseball wants. This is what the network wants. You got two of the best storied franchises in the history of baseball, the Los Angeles Dodgers and the New York Yankees. Isn't this what everybody wants, except for if you're not a Giants or Yankees fan or Dodgers fan?
Yeah, this is just a perfect World Series. I mean, it's following COVID and everything that we've had, and a few sort of lackluster postseasons. Not only is it New York versus Los Angeles, but it's the two marquee players in baseball, the American Aaron Judge and the Japanese star Shohei Ohtani, and then the Dominican star Juan Soto. And, and then it's the both teams are play in iconic stadiums. They draw huge crowds and they are enormous draws on television. So I think we're hoping that it's going to be a competitive World Series. Personally, I'm rooting for the Dodgers, but if I had money on it, I'd probably figure the Yankees to be a slight.
Yeah, didn't COVID kind of take the wind out of the sails of baseball for a few years?
Well, and if you look at the Dodgers call themselves world champions of 2020, which was just a joke. I mean, they won the extended spring training championship.
Let me throw in a counterpoint here. I absolutely cannot stand this World Series. I'm calling it the "Thank God the NBA starts tonight" World Series. I am just going to watch the results. I am not going to watch any of the games. And to root for the Dodgers means you're rooting for Darth Vader, the evil empire, big money, a team that just spends money to make a championship. That is the worst thing you can root for.
That's what the Yankees were with Babe Ruth.
I like seeing the small teams being competitive. When you just see the two giant wallets facing each other for a championship, it's nothing but problems for Major League Baseball.
Okay, that's a bogus argument. Listen, that tells me you don't like baseball. Would you watch the Lakers and the Celtics play in the NBA Finals? Let me ask you that.
That's a good question. If the Lakers face the Celtics again, I would have a hard time picking who I'd root for.
Come on.
I would.
It's sports.
I would.
It's sports.
Because I hate them both.
If you dislike a team,
there's a lot of people that are very turned off by this World Series because they don't want to see two big money teams just face each other.
Well, I was like that for many years. I mean, it used to kind of upset me when it was Yankees, Dodgers, and all that kind of stuff, because it happened. It just seemed like it happened too much, especially like in the late 70s. And so it was frustrating for me, too. But it's been, 43 years. So that's where I think it's different.
Not 43 years since the Dodgers won the World Series.
The Dodgers haven't won since 81.
No, I know. 88. Add another 3,000 years on that, and that's still too early for the Dodgers to move
out. Well, again, now, for the audience, just so you know, Russ is a huge Giants fan and absolutely hates the Dodgers, and I'm sure he hates the Yankees too, right?
I have absolutely no love for the Yankees. I couldn't be less nonplussed. Any other team that would have gone to the World Series, I would have been much happier to root for, including Cleveland and or, the Mets or anyone else I would have been rooting for in this series rather than the Dodgers versus the Yankees. And I think I'm not alone.
You cannot take away the historical significance of the New York Yankees, Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Mickey Mantle. It is America's team, whether you like it or not. They are the pinnacle of baseball. And that's just a fact. You can't argue that. And the Dodgers are, unfortunately, a team that if you're a Giants fan, you don't like either. But they're also a very, very good baseball franchise. Another fact. So and to further, the Dodgers have an asterisk on that 2020 World Series. I don't even consider that a World Series championship. That's an asterisk.
The only thing I would say, Clayton Kershaw is a homegrown Dodger. And I'd like to see him get at least an inning in somewhere in this series. So and if they win it, so he could have some aspect of being a champion. And Aaron Judge is a homegrown player for the Yankees. So not everyone has been bought.
Don't we wish Aaron Judge were the Giants?
And that was one of the reasons my dad always hated the Yankees, is because they seemed to just spend money like crazy and just buy their championships. And back then, they didn't have any salary cap, I don't think, right? Okay. Hey, guys.
Well,
Okay, you ready for our first trivia question here? Here we go. All right. And again, just as a reminder to the team here, don't answer yet if you know the answer, because we want to give the audience a chance to do this. And, you know, we used to just ask sports questions, but then I heard from people, it's like, you know what, let's have some, even though it's a sports show, let's have some questions other than sports for just the trivia contest. Okay, so which bone are babies born without? And of course, I just became a grandfather, so I had to ask a baby question. All right, which bone are babies born without? All right. So obviously that means later on they get it. Email Edward at sportsecon101.com. The answer to that question. We'll see if you know the answer to that one. Again, one more time. Which bone are babies born without? All right. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Oh my gosh, it gets contentious here. Hey, I'm Edward Brown along with Mike McDowd, Russell Jackman, Stephen Travers, and Jordan Birnbaum. There we go. Got that right. Okay, trivia question number one, guys. Which bone are babies born without? Now you can answer, anyone. No, that's skull? Actually... No,
no, they have skulls.
But Jordan's pointing to his head, and it actually the head forms. So there's still, yeah, there's a soft spot there, but they do have a bone. Russell, what's the answer?
I thought it was something inside the ear.
No, that's where the smallest bone is. They're actually born without kneecaps. Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
It's just actually something I didn't kneecaps. Know.
I didn't know that. Yeah, pretty cool. All right. We are in the studio audience here on Zoom with Jordan and
is that ahead, the reason Jordan. Why babies can never play catcher?
Yes, that's correct. That is the reason they can't play catcher. All right, that was Jordan Birnbaum here. Hey, Jordan, let's pop on over to you for a minute here. Okay, so you're a guest on the show here, and you're going to be talking about what big biz can learn from big sports about human assets. Explain that to us.
Well, one of the things that's really interesting in corporate America is how people get selected into leadership positions. And one of the ways that my partner and I think is a really productive way to think about it is in terms of sports. So right now, if let's say you're a great salesperson. When you're a great salesperson, that gets you promoted into becoming a sales leader. And then if you're a great sales leader, that gets you promoted into becoming sort of an upper management executive or a C-suite executive. And one of the things that that's analogous to is saying to Michael Jordan, hey, you're really good at playing. You know what? Let's try you now as a coach. And they would then take him off of the court and put him into the coach's chair to tell other people how to play well. And then taking it to the next possible, if they had success there, now we're going to put you in charge of drafting the team. And so every time that someone does something successful, they would then be put, they would stop doing that thing and put into a new position. That is effectively what we're doing in corporate America. And so thinking about it from a sports perspective, I think points out the absurdity of this, that we need to let players play and coaches coach and executives executive. And I think corporate America could learn a lot from how sports organizations are run.
Yeah, it's one thing like to take a player out of being a player, but once he retires, you know, maybe he's going to be a good coach, maybe he's not. You know that, but I hear what you're saying. It's like it's funny. It reminds me like, in the old days when I was selling a lot of insurance, I'd go to these conferences and they, if somehow it was what was really stupid is these big insurance companies. If you did really really well because you were making so much money, they basically started limiting your territory. As like, oh no, you can't sell anybody. And it's like, are you kidding? You know, that's stupid. In fact, many times the salespeople made more than the CEO of these huge insurance companies. And it's like, that's great. Yeah, don't take them off the field.
So yeah, that's like limiting Aaron Judge's at bats so that he doesn't get a maximum contract next year. Which is, yeah, we wouldn't think of that.
Well, that's what the Yankees once did. They limited Whitey Ford's starts. So he wouldn't win 20. His contract would pay him a bonus if he won 20. And Casey Stengel didn't pitch him on the road. He pitched him only at Yankee Stadium. He didn't pitch enough games to win 20. Wow. So he'd be 17-4. And then at contract time, you didn't win 20. But, you know, they said, but you'll get your money from the World Series winnings. That's where your bonus comes from. That was what the Yankees said for years.
Let's hear it. When
is the last time, and anybody can answer this, we've had a player manager or a coach in any sport, basketball?
Well, Michael Jordan, I think, was coaching while he was playing, wasn't he?
Toward the Pete end. Rose. I remember that.
Pete Rose,
Bill Russell Rose did it successfully.
And managed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bill Russell.
But usually the best players make terrible coaches. Because they don't understand what it's like. It's usually like the heart and soul guys make the best coaches.
There used to be some good ones. Lou Boudreau had success as a shortstop manager for Cleveland.
Usually the catchers do well, right? Because they can see the whole field. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the Boone family.
Mm-hmm. I know all of them very well.
Yeah. So Jordan, what is your business? What do you do?
Yeah, I'm an IO psychologist. So I work with companies on people issues and people related matters. So sometimes it's working with leaders on how to figure out how to engage with their teams to maximize their engagement. Because when you get people coming to work because they want to be there, you tend to be more profitable, more productive, retention goes up, safety accidents go down, you're more innovative, customer service or customer satisfaction increases. So there's a lot to be gained from creating the right circumstances at work that will bring out the best in everyone and also make everyone's lives a lot happier. And sometimes one of the things that I try and do is find really effective analogies to convey a better way of doing things. And that's part of what the article that my partner Daryl Kelly and I wrote together about how business can look at sports organizations to understand there's a much better way for us to operate, which is let's keep letting people do the things that they're great at and not stop them.
You know, it just for some reason, it reminds me, I mean, just recently, you know, the fact that Klay Thompson got traded to Dallas, I mean, that kind of shakes up the whole internal locker room. You know, I'm sure he was a very liked player, and suddenly now it's like there's this emptiness that they have to fill. I mean, there's a lot of psychology that goes on in sports.
To me, the best example was, you know, many years ago, I remember when Karl Malone and Gary Payton and they created a super team on the Lakers that was just an absolute flop, you know, filled with all these Hall of Famers. And the dynamics between players are far more important. Look at Villanova.
Hey, I mean, you can even say it about the Dodgers right now. I mean, look at how they've had these super teams the last, like, 5 or 6 years and haven't won a World Series.
Well, and look at when they had, you know, from basketball, Oklahoma City had Harden and Westbrook.
And Durant.
I mean, those are three superstars. And yet, they just couldn't put a winning team together.
Well, the Lakers had Wilt Chamberlain, Jerry West, and Elgin Baylor.
Yeah.
And they could not put it together. And then they finally brought in a coach who had a formula. And he had a very distinct and different way of approaching the game. And that was Bill Sharman, who was a real basketball genius. And he came up with a lot of new ideas in basketball. And he put that team together. And they won a world championship. Had a 33-game winning streak.
And speaking of which, Steve.
Set a season record for wins and won the NBA title.
And yeah, speaking of which, Steve, you just mentioned three of the greatest players in NBA history. Elgin Baylor arguably is one of the greats of all time. I mean, my dad played college basketball, but Elgin Baylor he doesn't get the credit that he deserves. He was the first guy that could do the reverse dunks. He could do it all.
I wrote a Lakers book, so I don't really, you know, he was a little bit before my time because in those days, even though I was following the game, there weren't as many games on TV and weren't as many highlights and what have you. But he was a highlight guy. But that team had disparate personalities. All of these guys had huge egos, and the coaches had huge egos. And they just couldn't put it together until Sharman came along, and he just had. Sharman was kind of the first guy who really changed the dynamic of regular season practices and approach and psychology and conditioning Tony La Russa.
How do you make the cohesiveness for those superstars? Because, Will Chamberlain was, I mean, he was my favorite, and he definitely had an ego.
Well, just very simply, Sharman was one of the first guys to do shoot-arounds in the morning. So they'd have a practice in the morning, and Wilt Chamberlain would sleep in till noon. And he had to be at the shoot-around, you know, and he didn't like it, but he soon realized he was getting up earlier and he was sharper and he was more focused for these games. And he did it because the team was winning and he saw the benefit of it.
Cool.
There you go.
I sometimes wonder about John Wooden and why people don't pay more attention to what happened there. That from my perspective, seems like possibly the greatest accomplishment in the history of organizational psychology. And I feel like we actually under-focus on what happened at UCLA. Steve, do you have any, I imagine you were there for a lot of
that. Absolutely. Absolutely. John Wooden, I can't think of another coach. There are others, and there are other successful coaches of that era, but I can't think of anyone who superseded the times like he did. The racial discrepancies, civil rights, the difference, you know, I mean, if you look at the 1960s and all of a sudden you've got college students who are protesting and wearing their hair long and maybe doing, smoking a little marijuana, and you've got all these issues, and he somehow, they put all that aside for practice and for the games, and they played old school basketball, and they were unbelievable.
All right, we're going to continue on. Let's go. We have to do, we have a hard break here. So here's our next trivia question. This is actually more of a TV type question. With a bunch of guys, you have to ask this question. Which Golden Girls actress actually served in the U.S. Marines? Stay with us. Sports Econ 101.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance, with state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is, so you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages, and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com, or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all-lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplace, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Element Day Spa, located inside the hotel, offers individual and couples packages with treatments inspired by Tahoe's nature. The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa, located close to all South Lake Tahoe summer and winter activities. Perfect for individual and group getaways to the lake and mountains. No added resort fees here. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com.
Just minutes from LAX, the Lum Hotel offers travelers a comfortable and convenient stay in an exciting neighborhood. Its prime location provides easy access to major attractions such as SoFi Stadium, Hollywood Park, and the future home of the LA Clippers. You'll enjoy a fitness center, resort-style pool, and rooftop bar. The perfect spot for dining after a game, enjoying craft cocktails before a concert, or just having a casual dinner. The Lum Hotel just recently opened, so book your reservations now at lumhotel.com. That's L-U-M Hotel.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman, Mike McDowd, our guests, Steve Travers and Jordan Birnbaum. And here's our next trivia question. Which Golden Girls actress actually did serve in the U.S. Marines? Mike?
I'll go with B. Arthur.
B. Arthur. Russell, you are correct. B. Arthur, yes.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, she looked like a Marine.
She seemed tough.
I was going to guess Betty White because she does everything.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, she was awesome. I tell you, you know, it's funny. I loved her later on as an actress rather than like when she was on the Mary Tyler Moore show.
Okay. And then there's Maude.
And then there's Maude. Very good. All right. That's for all you oldies out there. And by the way, here's a little sort of a mini trivia question. Which show did Maude, like they started the show Maude?
Archie Bunker.
Archie Bunker. All the Family, yes.
All the Family, there we go. All right, so let me shift over here to football for a minute. So Brandon Ayuk holds out, finally gets this monster contract of which $76 million is guaranteed. And lo and behold, he tears both his MCL and ACL, which I'm guessing he's going to be out for the rest of the season. And
10 months. 10 months. They just announced it's 10 months off.
10 months. So that puts you pretty much at the start of the season next year.
That's
I mean, what do you know, $76 million, poof, you know, what's the psychology of that, huh?
I'd rather have Ayuk's contract than Deshaun Watson's.
Yeah, well, remind us about his contract.
$250 million, and he isn't worth a dime.
He just got hurt.
Even when he was playing, he hasn't been worth a single penny. At least Ayuk had one game where he caught for 143 yards. Deshaun Watson isn't worth the uniform that he's been placed in, and now he's out for the rest of the season. So you want to? I mean, and he's okay, got.
Right. Was he on your fantasy football team?
No, I have everybody else that's hurt though. So don't worry about that, including Ayuk,
Right.
Dallas Goedert,
this goes against Russell's argument about the Yankees and the Dodgers spending money. They all spend money. I mean, it's not the Yankees and the Dodgers. It's professional sports.
Not the A's.
It's back. The A's and Billy Bean are like the one holdout, you know, and what they did was absolutely incredible. But you saw that they were built for regular season baseball and not for postseason baseball. And this is why the Dodgers might have trouble tonight. And they have had trouble. They just don't have a lot, or not tonight, but in the World Series. They managed to pull it out. I looked at that game six, and they're starting with a bullpen game. I'm going, oh, you got to be kidding me. Game six of a playoff for the World Series, and you're doing a bullpen game? This is all your pitching staff has been reduced to? I mean, they don't have an ace. They have three or four guys who were aces, all of either hurt or long gone over the hill. I mean, Jack Flaherty, are you kidding me? So they, you know, the question is, can they just bomb the Yankees out with power like they did the Mets? And I suspect the Yankees have more pitching than that.
Well, there's also the best hitters in baseball in this series, Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, Stanton, and Ohtani. So, I mean, you talk about powerhouse hitters.
Recent memory,
as far as power hitters.
No question,
you know,
and not only that, the new Yankee Stadium, which was built in 2009, is really a bandbox. It was built for power. It was built to house a team that really hit a lot of homers and was the Bronx Bombers, you know, because that's what the fans love to see.
You take the long ball, as they say. What are the dimensions of the?
I'm not sure, but I know left field is close. Dodger Stadium, when it was first built, was a real pitcher's park. And then when Tommy Lasorda came over, and they had a lot of offense, they had Steve Garvey and Dusty Baker, Reggie Smith, and a lot of guys who could hit. They brought the fences in, and they've maintained them at that length ever since. And the Dodgers have always been a power team. They're a little bit more both pitching and power. You see the Yankees with guys who have, good winning records and ERAs close to 4, because that's the nature of their stadium.
The right field porch in Yankee Stadium, many a lefty hitter has feasted on, which makes it even more extraordinary that a right-handed hitter, Aaron Judge, is the one who is breaking all the home run records.
Well, he really has in right field power, too. He hits a lot of balls to right field. Strong. I mean, he hits balls that look like pop-ups, so they just
keep going.
He's so big and so strong, and they just go up in the air, and they land over the right field fence.
Mm-hmm. My dad he's a Ted Williams fan, and he said, it was a shame that Ted Williams played in the Boston versus the Yankees, and DiMaggio played instead, the Yankees versus
Boston. Lefty, yeah.
There was trade talk of that at one point. It didn't come off. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, that's what I remember hearing about that.
That could have rewritten all the record books.
Yeah, that's true. The other guy for the Dodgers we've got to mention is that Tommy Edman. He's been phenomenal, who was traded from the Cardinals, and he's come on just out of nowhere and just really.
And this kid, Andy Pages, has been really good. I didn't know who he was. Who's Andy Pages? And he's had some big hits.
Hey, Oscar Hernandez, who killed the Yankees when they came and visited us earlier this season. So that's who I'm scared of.
Yeah. No. Well, they're a talented team. I mean, let's face it. They're good. So. I don't know. I mean, you've got two superstars who have never won a World Series, and they're going to try to take it over. It's like Bonds back in 2002, had never won a World Series, and he took over that World Series.
That still hurt.
And they still lost with 6-0 lead in game 6.
Oh, please, you don't remind me. That was terrible coaching, for taking – who did they take out or they put in
– Russ Ortiz, I believe. And he gave him the game ball on the mound like it's all over, and I'm just looking at that going, this is –
I know.
That Angel team really.
One of the great nightmares of Giants fans still to this day. I still have a nightmare about that. Even though I've won three titles since.
That Giant team was better than the teams that won 3 World Series. But the teams that won the series were.
I disagree. Starting pitching on the 2012 team, way better than anything that was on that 2002 team. And they had Buster Posey, who was having maybe one of the best seasons any player has ever had in the history of baseball. You're talking about MVP, comeback player of the year, a batting title, and 3 home runs in the world and a grand slam in the World Series. So no, I'll take the 2012 Giants over the 2002 Giants.
I'll stipulate to that.
It was really cool about those 3 World Series is, 2010 was really cool because it was the first time since, 54 that they won, right? And then 2012, they just everything was a comeback. They should have lost to
– except the World Cincinnati. Series. 4 games
Cincinnati
with all the Grand Slams and all that. And then St. Louis, they come back. And then 2000 – yeah, then they go, forget this. We're in World Series. Let's just sweep it to make sure, right? And then 2014, you had the exciting, Baumgartner in the last.
I have a personal touch about that 2012 team. In 2011, I was writing for Gentry Magazine, which is a health and lifestyle magazine in the Silicon Valley. And they said, we want you to do an article about Barry Zito. I've known Barry Zito since he was at USC. Man, I found him in the Hollywood Hills, and he was a mess. He was he was all over the place, and he had lost his confidence. And anyway, I write the article, and I actually showed him the article before I put it to press, and he read it, and he goes, "Oh man, you can't print this." He actually offered to pay me what I was going to be paid for the article if I wouldn't print it. I said, "Barry, I've done the interview. I've got a contract with the magazine. I can't." Anyway, so I printed it, and one of the things I wrote in the article was Barry Zito is 33 years old, which is the same age as Jesus Christ at the resurrection, and perhaps perhaps we will see the same a similar comeback, right? Well, during this period of time, Barry accepted Christ, who was he was previously not a religious person, and he had met this beautiful young lady from Missouri who led him to the Lord. And he it was during this time that he accepted Jesus into his life, and he had a great season in 2012, which included a victory over Cincinnati in those playoffs. He had some key games in the playoffs and World Series. Yeah. It was a huge, huge comeback. So the next year, I did another article for Gentry. This time I'm interviewing Tim Lincecum. I'm at the ballpark. It's before the season. And we're in that, I guess it's the stadium club where we were holding the press conference. And Barry was there. And Barry comes up to me and he says, "I want to thank you for that article, what you wrote about, you know, me being 33, the same age as Jesus." He goes, "That inspired me to my season." I said, "Seriously?" He goes, "That is why I had such," he actually gave me credit. I swear, as gold is my witness. That's what he said to me.
We believe you, Steve. I've never known you to be a liar, so get it.
Yeah, it was really great. I mean, from literally wanting to pay me not to write it or not to publish it, thanking me for inspiring his season. And I actually had letters to the editor from people saying, "I think your article," as the season progressed, there were people who were writing in and said, "The article you wrote is the reason Barry's having a good year."
Yeah, he definitely. I mean, he believe it. He not so good the year before. So, yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Hey, this is a great topic of conversation, but there's another game in America that people love. It's called college football. And we got to talk about it. I got to tell you, man, the Pac-12 is back, baby. Oregon's number one team in America, huh? How about that? I mean, yeah, I know they're in the Big Ten. I get it. But when you look at the top 20, the West only has three teams. Oregon's number one, BYU is 11, and freaking Boise State is 17. What does that tell us again about college football? First of all, college football is still king. Georgia's number two now. Penn State, Ohio State, 4. Texas dropped down to 5. But, boy, there's been some incredible college football out there. No comment?
Not necessarily played by the USC Trojans, but by other people.
And like you said, what does Cal stand for, right? Constantly always losing, unfortunately.
Yes, yes.
All right, guys, you ready to cut to our last commercial break here? All right, here's our trivia question. What was the first product Heinz ever sold? What was the first product Heinz ever sold? And extra credit if you can give me the year, all right? And then now, before we go to our break, I do have to give a stupid joke of the week. So I found a strange lizard on its hind legs telling jokes in Africa. I asked the head tribesman what kind of lizard this was, and he said, he's a stand-up chameleon. Like I said, it's a stupid joke. I just had to give it in there. All right, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be back with some closing comments. Don't touch that dial. And our thoughts for the day.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman, Michael McDowell, our guests, Stephen Travers, and Jordan Birnbaum. Third trivia question, what was the first product Heinz ever sold?
Answer. Mustard.
Come on. Mustard. No. Horseradish. Horseradish. Oh. In 1869. All right, Mike, real quickly, Navy.
You know, our passionate conversation about college football continues. I'm being a little facetious. Army-Navy is the biggest story of the year right now. Both academies are undefeated. It's a phenomenal story. Navy plays Notre Dame this weekend. But, you know, you got to root for the academies.
Of course. Weren't they like really good in like the 1930s or 40s?
Roger Staubach.
Yeah, he played for Navy, sure. Okay, you guys ready? Here's our thoughts for the day. So my boss said, hey, dress for the job you want, not for the job you have. So I went in and I dressed like Batman. That was okay. And the grass may be greener on the other side, but at least you don't have to mow it. Consider that, right? All right, yeah. Jordan Birnbaum, thank you so much for joining us.
It was so fun. Thanks
we'll have
for
to have you
me.
Back on. Yep. Absolutely. And Stephen Travers, welcome back again. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. All right. Audience, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Adios.
Go Navy.
So long.